What's good, y'all? Welcome back to the OTL show. If you've been paying attention to my post and so on concerning the OTL show, we should have been had more episodes out by now, but we apologize for the little technical difficulties. Trying to get some people that's supposed to be on this show, trying to get these schedules lined up with ours. So we want to make sure we bring out something solid. Don't want to just be on here rambling and just doing something just to be doing it. Want to make sure everything's done the right way. And I appreciate everybody's patience. Because if you know me, you know I've been screaming OTS over 20 years now. And it ain't going to stop. I told you 20 years ago, I'm still going to be here. And some things should have progressed a little faster than others, but they haven't. But nevertheless, we still here though. We've been established for a while now. So I am committed to bringing the absolute best that I could possibly bring to y'all. So I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your hate. I thank you for all comments, whether good or bad, because there's no such thing as bad publicity. It's only good publicity. As long as you're talking about me, that means I got a fighting chance. The moment you start talking about me, then I'm dead. But I'm not going to stop as long as I got breath in my body. And quite sure once I leave this earth, I got some people that's going to carry the torch. I mean, because this is a way of life. You know, only the strong survive. You don't want nobody weak on your team. You know, you got to tote that water. Need somebody gonna be willing to carry it with you. That's somebody gonna be trying to drink it or swim in it. In today's show, it's gonna give you a little input on who I am, what I am. I am the OTS representative, CEO, HNIC. I am from the WI. I represent the WIN community to the fullest, A5BC to be precise. I went to school in Coffeeville. For those who don't know, I am a Panther. Our school is no longer, but yet we still represent 97, 98, 99. So much going on, man. So much that I want to tell y'all about, but want to make sure everything is lined up before I start talking about too much. But I got a lot of people that want to be on the show, so don't think that he just talking. It's a lot of people, a lot of inboxes, like, hey, man, I want to do the show, blah, 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 blah. And some people want to make sure that I'm about what I say I'm about before they trust me like that, which is understandable. I would want to make sure that somebody is who they say they are before I put my faith and trust in them. Everybody says they're real, but I think your actions validate your words more so than you actually having to speak. Because if you walk in the walk, then somebody else gonna talk about it. You know, it feels good when I'm out in public and I hear somebody scream OTS, you know. I mean, I guess you would feel good if you had something and somebody was talking about it. You know, so we're going to do everything in our power to bring y'all a positive podcast. I ain't going to lie to you, you might get a little wretched from time to time. I mean, but that's all a part of life. I mean, the good, the bad, you know, the ups, the downs. All is a part of life. It's part of the process. So we just got to embrace it for what it is and not what we want it to be. This is new to me, but I've been doing this all my life. I just hedged to have a microphone in front of me now, and I have an audience. Not to say that it wasn't a mic before and I didn't have an audience. It's just I'm literally more so controlling everything that's put out here now. I've always been one with a strong opinion. I've always been for the people. Being someone that got picked on and talked about a little bit growing up, I mean, went a whole lot, but it was enough of discomfort to bring upon other issues, insecurities. And I know it's a lot of people that deal with it. A lot of them won't never speak on it because it feel like a sign of weakness when you allow somebody to know your vulnerability. There's nothing wrong with letting somebody know your vulnerability. It's how you deal with your vulnerability on your own end which the real issue is going to come about. It's like you can know I'm weak in this area. What am I doing to strengthen myself in this area so it doesn't become a factor or something can be used against me? I had a light stroke back in 2002? I think it was 02 when I had the little slight stroke. I was at the Y playing ball with my man Dave, Chief Dave, y'all already know what it is. OTS, out to Dell, Big Mill Productions, y'all already know. But we was playing ball and we had been on a bench for a few days, just partying. You know, back then, think you're invincible. And all I remember, I got very lightheaded. And it's like, I got to go to the bathroom or something. And I remember we was in the middle of a game, we was playing full court. And I remember walking off the court and I was going back towards the locker room. And I just remember, I don't remember passing out. I just remember somebody, the ambulance was standing over me like, sir, are you all right? You know where you're at, blah, blah, blah. And I came to for a second and I passed back out. Then I came back again. It was like, Dave, like, yo, you all right, Gutter? You all right? I'm like, yo, just get me to the house. Like, sir, do you need to go to the hospital? No, I'm good. But ever since then, speech been a little off, balance been a little off. I ain't been the same. All I did was went home and slept for about 2 days, and prayed some more. And I probably should have followed on and went to the doctor or whatnot. But after talking to some medical professionals after the fact, they told me what had happened to me. And that one situation kind of discouraged me from wanting to really talk because from time to time I might stutter over a word. And it's like, and I've always been a pretty good reader, pretty good talker. But little things like that can play on your psyche and cause a little fear, hey, you not want to do certain things. But I also understand that when you're on a mission to do something, the enemy will do everything in his power to discourage you from doing it. So you kind of allow yourself to get discouraged. And that's easier said than done. Because I allow other people to stop me from doing some things that I want to do. Because I allow my fear versus their insecurities to be played on me. To not do some things that I want to do. But pray about it, give it to God, and God said, keep moving. I ain't tell you to stop. Basically, like when I call you home, then you can stop. As long as you're here, you got to keep going. And all honesty, I don't know what's on the other side. I'm probably going to stay at the work when I get on the other side. But long as I'm doing it for him, long as he's with me, I'm cool. Don't let people tell you what you can and what you can't do, because people are quick to tell you what you can't do because they feel they can't do it. And they don't want to see somebody that they admire or someone that they feel is less than do something that they want to do. It's okay, though. He could do whatever he wanted to do. I grew up with people that you didn't really think was like that, and they end up doing some very, very, very positive things with their life and influence other people to do some great things with their life. But it's gonna be all right, though. Don't let nobody tell you what you can or what you can't do. Don't let the perception of life discourage you. Because some people look like they're doing more than what they actually are doing. You know, and don't let that fool you into believing that, oh, what they're doing, that I can't do it. This going on, that's going on. But it's a lot of positivity going on in South Alabama. And shout out to everybody that's doing that thing. Well, it's North Alabama. Alabama, we here now. But we've been here. We just allow other people to influence our thinking. Like, we're country, we're Hicks, we're this, we're that, and the third. But yet, everything originated in the South, man. Everything. I won't go as far as say, black people did this, black people did that. I'm not going to do that. You know, that's for somebody else to talk about. But I give credit where credit is due. Without the South, a lot of things wouldn't be the way they are. And a lot of people up north and out west, all y'all originated in the South. Your ancestors did. Especially those of African descent, we already know that we was either brought to the shores of the Carolinas, we was in Virginia, or we were somewhere in Alabama or Louisiana, something like that. But we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to do some real research, throw some real facts out there, and a lot of people are going to become uncomfortable with the things that's going to be said. You know, I just like to have all my facts in front of me before I start running my mouth. I mean, I'm very knowledgeable, but sometimes you can be knowledgeable and not have all your facts right. You know what you're talking about, but yet not know what you're talking about. And there are some people that like to hold you to the letter grade, you know, to the T or whatnot. So you got to be real careful when trying to tell somebody something. You want to make sure you know what you're talking about. Because I won't act like I'm not judgmental. Because I am. So when people pass judgment on me, I don't like it. But I understand. And if it's coming from a good place, then that will be received. But if it's coming from a negative place, or you just feel like, I can't do it, and they shouldn't be doing it, and you just want to act on emotion, I'm not going to receive that. I'm not going to talk bad about you. I'm just going to tell you the facts and let you deal with your own. I know it seems like I'm just babbling or whatnot, but like I said, we're supposed to have been on a while back now, but scheduling with people that actually want to do the show for real and talk about what they got going on and big up other people. So we just want to make sure the scheduling is right, because I got like 5 people that I really, 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 really want to interview. Like, seriously. You know, some entrepreneurs around here that's doing great things. And I really, really, really would love to have them on my platform to get them their flowers. I mean, some people that I've been admiring for years, and to see them doing great things with their life and their community and helping other people and making things better for other people, I want to get those people their flowers. Not going to go into too much detail on who this person is or that person is, but luckily we can get them on the show. Or we can get a representative of these people to come on the show and speak on their behalf or, you know, something like that. But I thank y'all for tuning in, though. I mean, it's going to get better. And the more listeners, the more sponsorship will come. I mean, we're working on sponsors as we speak. One thing about this show, we're going to keep it real. Not going to lie to you. Everything that we say can be fact checked. You tune in, you call into the show, send an email, whatever, whatever. You know, it's all about facts. Like I said, I just want to give people their flowers. I know it's going to be a lot of hate behind this, which is a good thing. Because if you hating, you got to ask yourself, why they hating? And then when you find out why they hating, then you can find out they really ain't hating. They're just a fan. And they just feel some type of way because they weren't the one that did it first. Or they feel somebody else should have did it. I mean, people hate for their own reasons. You know, I think we should try to understand why people feel the way they feel so we can help them not feel that way. So we can help them be better. Because I want to be better. And I'm putting all the work in to be better. Surrounding myself with positive people. Weaving out all the not so positive people in my life. And some people that's in my life that are not in my life. Like, you're in my life, but you ain't in my life. If that makes any sense. You know, for whatever reason, you moving how you moving. And that's cool. And I guess the same can be said about me. I mean, between work and school, I really don't have too much time to do anything. I mean, I try to be a full-time father. Sometimes that's hard. I mean, you can be full-time and part-time at the same time. Like, your children get grown and you're still a full-time parent. You just need it part-time now. And as my children have got older, their dependency upon me has become less and less. It's like, we could be in the same room and really not even talking. That's crazy. But at the same token, me being who I am, I won't make them talk to me. You know, I want to know how your day was, what you're thinking about, what you got going on, because being teenagers and young adults, you got so much pressure on you. Especially you look at the way your parents do things. You might want to be better. You might want to be just as good. Or you might not want to be as serious. Whatever the case might be. I mean, we should talk to our kids and see what's going on. And I'm going to have a segment that's going to talk about these new age parents. I mean, I guess it's kind of crazy when you or a child having a child. Or you could be grown by age, but your maturity is still of a child. I mean, all these things back then. And we're going to have a show dedicated strictly for that. I mean, one of my guests, they was young when they had their first child. And things that they had to go through, trying to do right by their child, and deal with their parents and the other parents. I mean, it gets complicated real quick because nobody wants to be a fool to a fool. If that makes sense, like, I made these mistakes, so you're not going to make these mistakes. But nevertheless, you don't know no more than what I know, because the only thing you know is what I know, because this is what I showed you. And my parents didn't know no more than what I'm showing you. So this is why we're here right now. And then you see how other people get down and how they act and conduct themselves, and you might be influenced by that and you want to incorporate some of the things. And then it's like, why are you trying to be like them, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I just see a better way of doing things, because three generations and we are all doing the same damn thing, which is nothing. But yet, this people over here, we're in the same boat. But they did something different. So now they move a little bit different. So they talked about blah, 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 blah. No. Three generations, we only been at level two. And they was the same way till this person said, I'm going to do something different. And now they done moved up a couple levels. So now you looking at them like they done did something wrong, when in actuality, they just growed up. They said that this is fine and dandy. It might have been good enough for you, but I thought you wanted more from me. So sometimes parents would be jealous of their children because they have better opportunities, which this is what you should want for your children. But if I was a child when I had you, and now you're doing all the things that I want to do, so now I'm mad at you for doing what you're supposed to do. So now I'm gonna hate on you, and I'm gonna hold you up for doing everything that I know you're supposed to do, because I'm jealous that you're gonna do something that I didn't do, and now you're gonna think you're better than me. And every generation after that is gonna look at me like the failure. I mean, it's crazy how people really, really view their children and family and so on, so on. I mean, I think I have the greatest family. But at the same token, I think certain family members plant seeds that divide the family. Or I didn't like this person. Since I didn't like them, I'm going to sabotage everything over here. I mean, that's stupid stuff. I mean, I want to go more in depth, but I want to wait till I got my guest on here, because we're going to do a whole segment just on that one thing alone. How children have children. And I don't know nothing, so I don't give you all this nothing, and I'm putting it inside you, and then you're going to repeat cycle. And then when a generation come up and they want to be better, they actually want to do more with their life, then we're going to hate on them because, oh, you think you better than us, blah, 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 that was good enough for my daddy. Yeah, because that's all y'all could do. And our ancestors didn't die for us to stay in the same mindset. They want better for us. You should want better for yourself. You should want better for your children. If you feel you're too old to do something, that's cool. That's your opinion. That's your prerogative. But don't handicap your children. Don't handicap the people in your life because you don't want to do something. Like I say all the time, I'm nobody. But I'm trying to tell everybody about something and somebody. I just want to build people. I won't lie. I've always had good people in my life. Even with the bad people being there, it was always good people. It was always a good balance. It was like, yeah, that didn't work out, so you know what not to do. Yeah, that worked out pretty good for you, so you want to keep doing things in this area right here to stay on this page. I had great people in my life. I had some mishaps growing up, even though things could have went a little different than what they did. I mean, I've always been one trying to get education, and I always wanted to be somebody because I paid attention to the stories of what was said about my grandparents and my uncles and my aunties and so on and so on. I mean, it's kind of make you like, dang, why we ain't like that now? And I think that we want to be like that, but it goes back to when you got influences in your life that don't want you to do certain things for whatever reason. I mean, a lot of times people don't want you to hang out with people because they couldn't hang out with people. So they create this atmosphere of, I couldn't do this, so you ain't gonna do this. And then it's like, what was so wrong with you doing that? And then you can't give a real reason behind it other than your salty feelings. And then when you actually get to the layers and go through it, it's like, oh man, you had an out with that person 50 years ago. So now I can't be friends with they children because you had a, because somebody said something to hurt your feelings. I mean, the stupid stuff like that, I mean, it happens every single day. Like I said, that's just one of the topics we're going to be talking about. We're talking about the parents who got children and just collecting a check. We talk about how some people let video game raise their children. I mean, it's so much. And I know you're like, ah, I thought you said you're going to be begging up people and give them their flowers. Yeah, we're going to do that. But we're going to keep it real, see? We're going to talk about everything. You know, if you think the stuff that you're doing is right, then you're going to keep doing it. And then you're going to pass them same teachings along to the next generation. At what point do we fix it so we all can be on the same page? We all can eat, because it's no fun if you saying they can't eat, but they can eat over there. You just divided us. Because if we all eat, then we all got enough strength to fight together. But if y'all just eating, then you're going to leave us to be sacrificed while y'all run. You did. And this is what happened along the way. People get a biscuit above gravy, and then they forget about the gravy. It's crazy. But I thank y'all for listening to my podcast, though. Tell a friend. It gets better as we go along. Just want to put something out there for y'all today. The official show will be beginning real soon. I'll probably do something like this every other day or every few days or something like that. But we're going to make sure we put some content out every day going forward, though, until we get everything set up the way it's supposed to be. I appreciate y'all's time because y'all could have been doing anything else, but you chose to be here with me. And I really appreciate that. And even though I did get a little targeted where I was trying to go with this, but everything is under the same umbrella of what it really is. So we appreciate y'all. So don't be too judgmental. But I do want your complete honesty, though. So drop us a line, send us an email, you know. Post something on the page or whatnot. Let us know what you think. And if you would like to be on the show, we'd be more than happy to have you. If you know somebody doing something big in the neighborhood, if you know somebody that overcame some things and you want to shout them out, we'd love to hear about it. And next time, stay free. Stay free. Stay free. Free of stress, free of drama, free of BS. Just stay free. So, TS, y'all, I thank y'all again. Till next time, OTS.